Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about earthquake safety is Sitka Fire Chief Dave Miller and Community Affairs Director Megan Bozak. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
And maybe you out there listening can help us sort of settle this. We had a sort of an earthquake event in Sitka in January of this year where we all had to... It was an earthquake out in the Gulf. It was not felt in Sitka. It was not felt anywhere in Alaska. But the Pacific and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center generated a tsunami warning, and we all had to roll out and go up to the high school or go up to Kikuchihin. And then it was the last earthquake that we actually felt here, I think, was back in 2013, also in January. Right around the new year, and that one actually rolled us out of bed a little bit. But both had the same effect, right? We all had to go through the process of thinking about what we're going to do to sort of maintain our personal safety and connect with family and sort of take care of business. So, Dave, we just want to sort of run through these steps. What happens if we feel shaken?
I think the big things are that you should drop cover and hold, stay in one place, don't run while it's happening, get under a desk or something like that that's solid or next to it at least so that stuff falling from the ceilings doesn't hit you. I think that one of the big things that you can do to prepare for the earthquake is to make sure that anything that can fall off the shelves and stuff is stabilized, something that could hurt you, TV, dressers, bookcases, that type of thing, they have this tendency to just tip over. And if you're on the bottom side of that, you could get hurt. So make sure that those are stabilized against the walls. There are things out there that you can buy online that are were designed just to do that. So those are good things to have. And when that earthquake happens and you have dropped cover and held and it's all over, head to high ground. Chances of a tsunami after that are pretty good too. So if it's that close, they say it could be 10 or 15 minutes before a wave would hit. So be prepared for that. Don't sit around and wait for the siren to go off. Head to high ground.
I want to say that's what happened back in 2013, that a lot of people had got that message that if we feel the shaking here, it's probably time for personal action rather than necessarily waiting for the fire hall because the tsunami warning systems, in theory, could be damaged.
Could be damaged by it. So, yeah, be ready for that. Don't wait for me to push the button. Head to high ground. And high ground, it's a personal thing, but, the standard is still get 100 feet high. Now, we don't have a lot of places in Sitka that are over 100 feet in elevation. So go to high ground, whatever you think that is. I mean, you can go to Kikuchihin, you can go to the high school, or find a friend's house that you can go up and stay with that lives up on one of the hills somewhere. That'd be a great thing. Then you could also have your supply kit, and we'll go over that in a little bit. You could have that at their house, pre-plan that, and be ready for it.
That's a good idea.
You have to run around at the last minute trying to get things going.
Yeah, sort of having this thought out in advance. I want to say that maybe you saw this too, but following the Anchorage quake, I was looking at somebody tweeted video from the Anchorage courthouse, and the moment the shaking started, all the clerks, all the attorneys, boom, right under the desks.
Right under it.
It was like, they obviously in Anchorage, they talk about this stuff too.
Right. So. And, Anchorage is really prepared for it because they've been through it back in 64.
Yeah.
And they, their building codes and everything are really stringent upon earthquake preparedness, and they really practice it a lot. I think that's why there wasn't a lot of damage, was because they've built to those standards now and started doing that right away. So they didn't get a lot of building damage. I mean, it's going to happen, but it didn't happen like it could have.
Yeah, it was really, I think, a model for many places in seismically active parts
right.
of the world.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Megan, let's talk about this idea of having an emergency kit. Dave mentioned that you could already have in mind a place to go, maybe a place to rendezvous with your family, but then what do you want to have with you and how much
Okay. Absolutely. So like Dave said, the most important thing is to practice, right? Practice this with your family, practice with your kids, with your neighbors. Make sure you know what your plan is for when that happens. And then for your emergency kit, we want to make sure that people have a 14-day emergency kit. We are an isolated island. And so while a 3- and 7-day kit may work for communities down south, we want to make sure that people are prepared for more. Make sure you have water for everybody. Make sure you have food, clothing, any medical supplies, pet supplies, anything you need to keep your family healthy and happy during that time period for 14 days.
All right. So the idea is that there aren't going to be truckloads of supplies arriving from the United Nations the day after.
We are probably going to be the last to be served. You know, we're a small community, so people just need to be realistic and keep that in mind.
Yeah. Okay. And the idea is to either have this with you or have it at the place where you plan to go.
That's right. Yep.
Right. Yep. What about the family plan? Is this something that, you know, I can go online somewhere and figure out what are the things I should probably think about with my family? Or
yep, so there's a whole bunch of resources. If people are interested, they can contact the fire hall for more information, but ready.gov has a whole bunch of information, as well as shakeout.gov, cityofsitka.com has a bunch of information. So there's a ton of resources out there for folks who want to have a template for their family plan, for their communication plan, who want to go through their 14-day emergency kit and know exactly what to put in there. We really encourage folks to go to those websites and download some info.
I remember after the 2013 thing that really sort of shook us up, a lot of people, they acted prior to any formal evacuation, and it was kind of fun afterwards talking with people about what they took with them to high ground, because you know you have very little time to
plan.
To process. So it helps to plan in advance. But I heard people, you know, were taking their, you know, picture of grandma and grandpa and their gun and a tent. You know, it's like
and M&Ms. I've heard a lot of M&Ms. Yeah.
I have M&Ms on hand 24/7 anyway. But the other thing. I think that probably people should know while we're talking right now is that the local emergency planning committee and, you know, the fire hall and the police department have a communications plan to get information out. So it's best probably not to call the fire hall or the police department if you feel an earthquake.
Right? One of the things that happens is when there's that type of emergency, the phones start ringing off the hooks. And the earthquake that shook us a few years ago, we spent about the first 10 or 15 minutes just answering those phone calls. Was that an earthquake? Did I really feel shaking? What happens then is we have to answer the phone. At any given time at the police department or the fire department, there may only be one person on. So until other people start arriving, he has to answer the phone in case somebody really did get hurt, you know. So don't tie up those phone lines calling us, asking us. Just head to high ground. Get going. If you think you felt it and it was strong enough, better to be safe than sorry. If you're tying up our system, somebody that could have really got hurt is going to be hurting a little bit longer before we get to help them. And then we can evacuate to get to high ground.
Yeah, I know that in 2013, you and I had texted within a few minutes of the quake. And then just this past January, I got a message from the fire hall alerting me to the fact that we would be going to an evacuation shortly. So we were able to prepare at the radio station, and we have remote broadcasting capability, and we stayed in communications with the Emergency Operations Center at Kikuchihin, and we were able to basically broadcast for whatever it was, 3 or 4 hours that we were under.
Absolutely.
And it, you know, it's a good way of mass communication is one tool that we have in place.
So we have a couple things. We have what we call Code Red. It's a reverse 911 dialing system. So if you get online to the police department, and it's in the bottom right-hand corner of their page, you can sign up. You can sign your phone up for that, your cell phone up for that. And it will, when we push a button over there, it will call all of those phones and say, head to high ground, or tell you what's going on. And then we have the siren system. And if you hear that siren going off, it means the real thing. It's not going to go off unless it's an emergency. We don't plan on ever testing it. It does that every day at noon with the Westminster chimes, and it tests itself all day long, and we get messages on that. So if you hear that siren going off, head to high ground and stay at high ground until you hear the Westminster chimes again. Because as long as that siren's going off, there's a possibility that something could be happening. Don't leave until you hear the Westminster chimes.
And we also have this new thing called WAAS, Wireless Alert System,
right.
that
mm-hmm.
I don't even think we knew we had till till it happened, where the federal government and the National Weather Service are able to alert. I'm not even sure what if it's all cell phones. All cell phones now. But I'm an AT&T customer, and back in January when we had the quake out in the Gulf that generated the tsunami warning, I got a warning on my phone prior to any sort of information locally
right.
coming
mm-hmm.
in. So that was an interesting heads up.
It's pretty impressive how nowadays we are so tied into our phones and the computers that reality is before the earthquake is happening, just about before it, it seems like people are already knowing about it, which is makes it sort of interesting because you can see cars going by right and left, you know, right after it happens,
mm-hmm.
where in the old days, when I first came here, you know, 30 years ago, you didn't know about those long-range things for, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely has changed. Megan, what are the websites and the resources again one more time before we head out?
So ready.gov, you're going to find information on just about any emergency situation, whether it be tsunamis, earthquakes, landslides, all sorts of great templates and kit information. So ready.gov. Another one specific for earthquakes is shakeout.org. Lots of information there, kind of practicing the hold, the drop hold and stay. And then also, of course, our cityofsitka.com website and Facebook. We're always posting lots of information about your kits. Be ready, be prepared. Really, the city and borough encourages residents to take precautions.
Yeah, I want to encourage folks, if you're listening now and you plan for this, when it happens again, and it's not an if, it's a when.
Exactly.
This in this community, this happens. We have tsunami warnings frequently. I would say, you know, every few years mm-hmm. at least. You're going to be so glad that you had a plan in place because at the time, I don't know why it happens in the middle of the night, but that's that's just when it likes to happen.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to be glad that you've got at least a plan of what to do and how to take care of yourself and your family responsibly. So,
yep.
Fire Chief Dave Miller and Community Affairs Director Megan Bozak, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Raven Radio receives support from C-Mart Quality Foods, offering a wide selection of gourmet cheeses and specialty meats, including roasted chickens and ready-to-serve meats. C-Mart Quality Foods, located on Halibut Point Road, and open all day, every day.